Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to elevate your mind? Do you want to shift your life? Well, sit back and relax. It's time for another episode of The Shift with Skip. Get ready to roll.
Yes, 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 indeed. Get ready to roll. Hello, everyone. It is hump day. It is Wednesday, and we also call this the shift day. So, hey, welcome to the shift. I am Skip Jennings, and I am your facilitator, your host for this 45 minutes of transformation. And I am so excited about this show today. And welcome, 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 welcome. But before we jump into our conversation with our amazing guests and what we're doing on about promoting peace, I want to give you your journaling exercises for this week. So get your papers out, get your pens out, get your journals out. And this week's journaling exercise for you guys is all about peace. It's all about seeing infinite possibilities of a world that is filled with peace. And it takes a little bit of self-exploration in your own life. Where in your life can you be more peaceful? Where can you have more serenity? Maybe it might be driving down the 110, and I talked about this before in my own life, that I need to be a little bit more peaceful when I'm driving in L.A. And I recognize that, and so I'm bringing more peace into the way I drive and the way I interact with other drivers. So I shift the way what I'm listening to on the radio or what I'm listening to in my music or my inspirational CDs from Agape, whatever I'm doing, I'm making a personal practice to be more peaceful when I drive, but I'm also making a personal practice in my life to recognize the peace that's actually happening and the efforts of peace that's actually happening on this planet. There's so many great organizations that are out there. So what I'm going to invite you to do, because we are inundated with so much negative news, I call CNN constant negative news. And if we could really open our eyes and be open to seeing more of the good that's on this planet, we will see it. So I'm going to invite you to journal this week around where, number one, are you looking to have a little bit more peace in your life? But where are you actually seeing the efforts of peace and serenity and love and joy and abundance around you in your world? Can you see it? And if you're one of those people to say, I can't see it, and it's just all negative, then I'm going to ask you to ask the universe, show me what I'm not seeing. Show me the peaceful activities around me. And then I'm going to invite you to get into nature. Go and see where, you know, the universe really has a great interaction of itself, which is, you know, watching the birds fly or watching dogs play or just watching nature. And if you're on the East Coast, it's a little hard to do it right now because I know my family's out there, they're being inundated. But even watching the snowfall, that's peaceful. That's serenity. So I'm going to ask you to do that and hit me up on Facebook. And Facebook is The Shift with Skip Jennings. And drop me a letter. Drop me a note. Drop me a post. Let me know what you came up with this week. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter because we tweet some really good stuff out there. We have a good team behind us on our tweeting. We're putting stuff out there with The Shift with Skip. And also making sure that you can find all our past episodes on my website, skipjennings.com/The Shift. And you'll be able to get all the past episodes for the last 2 years. You can go back into the archives and see we've had interviews with Marianne Williamson. We have had interviews with Bill Robertson, great playwright. We've had episodes with tons of different people. So what I want you to do is go back and get the episodes that's in the archive. Shout out to one of our new sponsors that are coming on board this week. It's Revive Juicery. And a friend of mine is Kathleen Turner Bywater, and she owns the Revive Juicery. And I am actually on a 3-day juice cleanse right now. I'm on day 3, so things are happening with me, and I'm going to write a little bit more about that. So we want to invite them, and you'll be seeing a lot more information through our newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter through my website, skipjennings.com, and that's on the newsletter. Sign up, and you'll find out more about different episodes that are coming up in throughout the 2015. Next week will be a replay because I'm actually going in to have a colonoscopy. I just turned 50, so we're doing some incredible stuff around preventative medicine and what we can do to keep ourselves healthy this year, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have Dr. Kim back on. You guys know Emil Kim. He's one of our bloggers, and he'll be back on in the new year talking about that and how we can stay healthy in our everyday lives. So look for that. And I think that's a lot. I think I've gotten a lot of the information I need. Oh, and my producer's saying, make sure you talk about the DVDs and the other programs that's coming out. So remember DVDs, you can find DVDs on fitness from me, from my website. And we have the CARES Transformational Life Course that's being released probably in spring. We're looking to release that in the spring. And we just got the first draft of our cookbook, The Lotus Kitchen, and that's coming out probably in spring as well. So a lot of stuff is happening. Stay in contact with us, and you know, we'll give you as much information as we can so you can have your own personal shift. So enough for me. I am so excited to have Susan Johnson online with us today on the shift, and she is the Director of Operations for World Peace Caravan 2015, and these guys are doing some amazing work, and it's about really up-leveling the consciousness of peace. There's a World Peace and Health Conference that has happened, or actually is coming up, and concert and youth community is happening in December 15th to the 26th in this year. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. They've just had a audience with the Dalai Lama, and so much is going on with this organization. So I'm going to invite her in so we can start this conversation. And good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. And I'm so excited about this interview. And I was actually challenged by a friend of ours, or someone that you know as well, Reverend Michael, and I talk about Reverend Michael on the show all the time. And in service on Sunday, he said, if you're not seeing peace, you're not seeing love, you're not seeing abundance in your life, you need to ask, Universe, show me where I'm not seeing peace. And one of the things that was bothering me in that moment was I wasn't seeing a lot of peace. We just had an incident with terrorism over in Paris, and something's been happening in L.A., and it's been really a wild trip. And so I'm so excited, and I ask, and then guess what? I'm talking about world peace. So, hey, manifesting this peace in my own life. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Good, good, good. So tell me a little bit about you and your journey to finding the World Peace Caravan.
Yeah, so my journey is really interesting. I've always been involved in nonprofits, in giving back. I think, as you know, I know that you feel the same way, that giving back to your community is part of what your life has to be. It's an
Absolutely.
Important part, and it not only makes you feel good, but you know it makes other people feel good, and it's important. So I've always been involved in those type of things. I worked at the local zoo. I worked with the Animal Rescue League. I've worked in the schools. Mm-hmm. An opportunity came up through another business that I do to be introduced to the World Peace Caravan, and the World Peace Caravan is a 12-day actual camel caravan that's traveling from Petra, Jordan to Jerusalem, Israel. Mm. On camels, on horse, on foot, through the Jordanian desert, to the Dead Sea for the conference that you mentioned, crossing over into the Palestine Authority in Israel, going to Bethlehem, wrapping up in Jerusalem with a huge concert. The minute I heard about this particular journey and the dream of the man that created it, I was with my sister at the time, and I said, I have to get involved in that. It just calls to me. There's just something that really calls to my heart. And she was like, we're really busy. That's great. Yes, we'll get involved. Maybe we'll go. And, you know, I listened to the gentleman speak about a month later, And I looked at my sister again, and I said, I'm telling you, there's something tugging at my heart here. I've got it. She's like, great, we'll go. We'll be a part of it. And a month later, I knew I was going to see this gentleman again speak, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to bring my resume. I'm just going to let him know that I could do a couple of hours of fundraising. It's something that I work with and that, you know, again, I'm tugged to be a part of this. And about a month later, I heard from the director of the caravan and said, oh, your resume came across my desk. This is great. Well, I got involved, and within about, I guess, about 8 months, I was now the director of operations underneath the director. So I've given my whole life to it. I've changed everything. Everything that I was doing, I'm now completely, engrossed in the World Peace Caravan. It's my 24/7 job, and it is the best job ever.
And, you know, it's about, I love what you're talking about. It's about really shifting the planet, and that's what you're doing. Now, is the director Gary Young? Are you talking about Gary Young? Is he the one
Gary
who created?
Gary Young created the World Peace Caravan. It's a dream that came to him. It came to him three times, and the third time it was so vivid and so strong. He knew he needed to do this. Now, he has orchestrated camel caravans in the filming of a documentary over in the Middle East. So he had familiarity with it. But in his dream, he saw people from different ethnic backgrounds, religions, cultures, everything coming together on something that was intense, fun, but it gave them that opportunity to break down those barriers on a real grassroots level, because we know it's not happening on a national level, on a government level, so that people could get to know each other in a completely different way and break down those barriers and start some of that movement toward world peace. So Gary's the founder, and then there's the director, and then there's myself.
So my question to you, Susan, is what do you think is the answer to breaking down the barriers that there's an appearance of separation? You and I, we've had a short conversation before going online, and we know about Agape, you know about Reverend Michael. One of the things that we get to do at Agape is to really interact with people from all over the place, from different races and nationalities and religions and sexuality, and it's we all come together, and it is what I see is how the world could be. What do you think is the biggest block that we have from us coming together as one people? Because we are one people.
We are one people, and I really think a big block is media. I think that the media, when, like you talked about the CNN, if we look for it, we can always see the negative. And this is an opportunity to show some of the positive. And I'll give you just a quick experience that happened last night, which I think really, really plays to this. Actually, 2 nights ago, we have a youth ambassador program. We selected 12 ambassadors from around the world. They come from places like Mongolia, Nepal, Pakistan, the Arab Emirates, just everywhere, Honduras, Guatemala, the United States. One of our youth ambassadors, we had just a little pre-call where everybody kind of introduced themselves to each other now that the 12 have been selected, and Gary Young talked a little bit about his vision. We had an email that, to this point, I've already got tears in my eyes just thinking about it, where one of the girls said, I have so little hope in my country. There's so much bad. I never know if I'm even going to make it home alive or my family's going to make it home alive. To be on that call with those other people and hear there are people from around the world that have the same vision, that there's a hope for world peace and that they want to work together. It was one of the most inspiring things I've felt in a long time. And so, you know, like you said, it really, I believe that peace and that shift needs to come from the grassroots up by using all this social media, all this ability to connect, to get together on a really positive level.
I believe that there are more positive things that are happening in this world than they are the negative. But like we were saying earlier, that's what we're being inundated with in media. And for me, I have made the practice in the last couple of years, I turn off the negative news. And I'll get the news when I need to get it. I always know that whatever's happening on the planet, someone is going to tell me about it. But I don't make it a habit of watching the negative news. One of the things that I love about what you're doing is that you're giving us the option to see what's possible and what is actually happening. Not even possible, it's happening. You guys are really doing some great things, especially through your website. I love your website. I've been on it, and it's a great, you know, worldpeacecaravan.org, right?
Correct.
And you guys are doing some incredible things in the movement and all the things that you guys are doing. How can someone go to the website and help you guys out who are peace ambassadors themselves? And they see that you are a great organization. How can people help?
So there's a lot of ways people can help us, and it goes from the little to the really big. One of Gary's true dreams on this is that we have a petition for a world ceasefire while the caravan travels in December 2015. I encourage everyone to please go on and sign that petition. Gary's looking for a million names, and he's going to bring the youth ambassadors together, and they're going to present that petition to the United Nations, asking them to help support a world ceasefire during our travel. And Gary's thought is that if we can do it for 12 days, then we can go back to the world and say, hey, can we do it for 12 more days? And, hey, can we do it for 2 months? If we can show the world that it's possible, that would be a really positive thing. So please, I encourage everyone to go to worldpeacecaravan.org and sign our petition. Next, like our Facebook page. Please, you know, share. We've got some incredible stories, and we're updating people on all the things that we're doing. We would love for people to go and like our webpage. The bigger things. We have a monthly conference call that it will be open to the world. They can go back and either listen to the recording or have the potential to contact and be a part of it, where our youth ambassadors are tackling the sustainable goals by the United Nations. There's a wonderful interview on the back of the website about what the sustainable goals are. And each month, an ambassador will tackle one of six goals, will do each goal twice, and people can listen to that to hear what's going on in the world and the positive things that are happening with those sustainable goals. They can do that. And then, of course, there's the biggest thing. We have a donation site. You know, please, we would love donations to go to the caravan. Our goal is to raise $5 million to give back to orphanages, schools, and medical facilities, because the base of this is that the children are the leaders in the world. They're the ones that are going to make the difference. We're starting the change. They're going to be the change. And so our goal is to raise money to give back, and we've identified charities throughout the world. Some we're working with already on memorandums of understanding to give back. We'll do it in Jordan. We'll do it in Israel. We'll do it in the Palestine Authority. We're working in Kenya. We're working in other countries so they can donate. And then, of course, sponsoring. You know, we would love to find someone who would like to sponsor our youth ambassadors and our youth ambassador program, as well as our concert, our conference. You know, if there's someone out there that's listening that really believes in world peace and wants to get involved, you know, go to the website. We would love to talk to them. So many ways.
You know, it's so many different things, and it's so easy. I got to tell you, in less than an hour, I followed you on Facebook, on Twitter. I just signed the petition. And if you are a peace supporter, guys, you got to get moving. You know, one of the things that I'm doing right now, and I'm doing the Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey meditation, the guided meditation, on actually, you know, on your desires and the energy of attraction. And it's so important that we set the intention and we get moving on it and we release, you know, the attachment of the outcome of that. But you got to get moving. You got to do something. And more people, I love what Marianne Williamson always says, that spiritually minded people need to be in the forefront of these, and I don't like to use the word fight or battle, but in this movement. Let's call it the peace movement.
It's a movement.
That people need to. So why are people, what is your response from the spiritual community about what you're doing?
Oh, we've had an incredible response from the spiritual community. You know, they're a community that already gets it. And when you talk about setting intentions, you know, some people are so overwhelmed with world peace, they don't know where to start. Just setting that intention for world peace is good. And then taking little steps in your own community, because remember, little things mean a lot. It starts little. It's that little ripple that causes that big tidal wave. So, you know, absolutely. And the spiritual community has been wonderful and really has come behind us and supported us. We're working on some peace meditations during the conference. We're working on some peace meditations during the caravan. You know, Gary Young has offered or has donated resin of frankincense to burn 24/7. There are 7 camels that will carry resin burners burning frankincense 24/7. As you know, spiritually, frankincense is very opening, very uplifting, great for meditation, great for thought, you know, a very really engaging smell. So we'll do that while we're on the caravan. So there's so many ways that spirituality plays a part of this. And again, not a religion, a spirituality.
And tell us about this ebook, because this is a beautiful ebook that you also get by signing up. Everything changes in 15 minutes. What is that all about?
I'm you know what? You're going to surprise me there.
There's an ebook that came up when you signed a petition, and then there's an ebook that came up, and it says everything changes in 15 minutes. So did I surprise you about that one?
You surprised me about that one. I'm excited. I can't wait to go.
No. It's great. And I'm going, oh, there's an ebook here. Great. So I will definitely go through it because I love reading and I love this, but that's where it sent me to. So I have the ebook. So ta-da, you get something.
I'm thrilled. One of the most, probably for me, the most exciting thing about this is that so many people have embraced this entire caravan that, you know, there are things that come up and I say, really, someone's done that for us? Man, that's unbelievable. You know?
That is so cool.
I'm
very interested in the Youth Ambassador Program. Give us a little bit of a hindsight around, if someone wants to be a youth ambassador and jump in and become an ambassador, what do they experience?
So our Youth Ambassador team, our team has been picked. But we are inviting the youth of the world to join our youth ambassadors on, again, this movement of what they're doing in the world, how they're doing it, how they're successful, what their challenges are, and how our team can help support them. So the Youth Ambassador Program was an idea that came up from the very beginning when I started, that, you know, there's so many dynamic youth in the world, and we'll have three different youth age groups, but the first one we've worked on is that kind of 16 to 25-year-olds. There are a lot of youth these ages doing amazing things. And so we knew we wanted to create a program. We knew we wanted to last a year. We knew we wanted to have an impact. And we knew that we wanted to be able to take whatever came out of that and create a program after the caravan that people could go, say you run a Boy Scout program, or you run a youth community program, or you're a teacher that wants to focus on world peace, that we'll create a program afterwards with all of the recordings, all of that we've learned, so that we can take this forward. It's not just a caravan for now, it's a caravan for tomorrow. So we brought on a really dynamic woman by the name of Kelly Sullivan Walden. She's amazing. I know that you know her through Agape.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly created something called the Dream Project, which is in schools around the country, a lot of charter schools and other schools. I believe it's also gone international. That really focuses on out-of-the-box thinking, that, you know, that there's, the sky's the limit. And she took her program and she's modified it where they focus on the Millennium Development Goals. This focuses on the Sustainable Development Goals, which is 2015 moving forward. And so Kelly created a 12-month program where each month we will focus on one of six of the Sustainable Goals. So each goal will be done twice. We've selected 12 youth ambassadors from around the world, and I'll talk about them in a minute. And each month, one of them will work with Kelly on a specific goal and what they're doing, what they see, and they'll also create a project. They'll be blogging, they'll be tweeting, they'll be YouTubing. They are an interactive team, and we had people apply from all over the world. It was a tough decision because there's so many wonderful youth out there. So now the program actually starts tonight. Tonight's our first phone call. They'll all be recorded. They'll all be placed on the back of the website so people can go back and listen to them afterwards. But there's an opportunity for anyone to come on and be a part of those phone calls as well. There'll be breakout rooms and things like that. So tonight focuses on eradicating poverty and hunger around the world. That's one of the sustainable goals. So to give you a quick idea of our youth ambassadors, we have Antonio Roca from Guatemala. We have Larissa Patola from the U.S. We have Kyle Wright from the U.S. We have Mandukri or Manda Batai from Mongolia. Anna Nawaz from Pakistan. Naomi, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, Wangi from Kenya. And her brother Jeremiah from Kenya. They're a fascinating young team. We have Jeet Kata from Bhutan and Nepal. We have Evelyn Apako from Uganda.
Can we hold on with her real quick? Evelyn's, I read her story. Her story is remarkable.
Telling.
Oh my goodness, I'm like, I'm almost in tears reading her story. And her family was at gunpoint by the Liberty Resistance Army, and she, incredible. These stories are incredible.
Let me tell you, she is an amazing young woman, strong, strong, strong. She was taken by force. She was raised a child soldier. She was forced to be a slave. She's had things done to her that no one should ever have done. She tried to escape. They blew up the building that she was in and left her for dead, and she crawled her way out, and she now represents world peace. She is, I have tears in my eyes. I'm sorry. She's just amazing. She's amazing. And I have to tell you that, you know, you look at Keaton from Nepal and Bhutan. He was taken from Bhutan as an infant, his family, and moved to a refugee camp in Nepal and spent 17 years in a refugee camp in Nepal. And he now lives in Vermont. He's been sponsored. He lives in Vermont. He's, you know, probably in his early 20s, but he's here to work with, you know, peace, world peace. Again, these kids have incredible stories, and it's so heartwarming to hear that they've been through bad things, but they've taken it, and they're doing something positive.
It's not only just heartwarming, it's inspiring. It really gives you the inspiration that we can make a difference. No matter what your upbringing is, or what your givings are, what you think your life will, or what your parents gave you, or whatever's happened to you, you can always overcome it and help and reach for a higher goal and shift this planet. These are stories after stories, and listeners, please go to this website, click on the Youth Ambassador Program, and read the stories of these young youth, young people who are changing this planet. That's absolutely amazing.
And here's the really cool thing, if they are interested in the journey of a lifetime, I mean, really in the journey of a lifetime, they can come and travel with these youth ambassadors next year. They will be on our caravan. We'll also have a set of junior youth ambassadors. The junior youth ambassadors will work on the ground. We have some community service projects we're going to do during the caravan. And then we'll also have things for that really young audience, you know, the younger kids. Because this is really about inspiring not only the world, but particularly the youth, that there are better things. And I have to tell you that, you know, a lot of people are very nervous about traveling to Jordan or the Palestine Authority or Israel. They are marvelous countries. I've been to them. I was in Israel last week. I've been to Jordan. They cannot wait to welcome the World Peace Caravan. They know this is an opportunity to show the world what they don't see, which is our beautiful countries, amazing history, tourism, people who want to embrace the world, and a place that knows that world peace is important and wants to be a part of that movement. So
what are the dates for the World Peace Caravan? What are the dates?
So the World Peace Caravan departs from Petra, Jordan on December 15th, 2015, and will travel for 12 days. But here's the thing. They don't have to travel all 12 days. They can travel just in Jordan. They can travel just in Jordan and the conference on the Dead Sea, which is December 20th, 21st, and 22nd. They can travel just to Israel and the Palestine Authority. They can travel to, you know, Jordan and the conference. They can do just the conference. There's a lot of opportunities, and the conference has an amazing list of speakers of not only people who are doing peace in the world, but people who are on the ground. And we have a really wonderful setup there. And then we finish it off with a grand concert in Jerusalem, a brand new stadium that will be a world peace concert. And all of this will be live streamed. We intend to live stream this around the world so that everybody can be a part of this peace movement. It's huge. It's just wonderful.
And everyone's invited to the table. You just got to be hungry.
Everyone.
Come on.
So, right now, when you look at the registrations and the team that's going, we have somewhere between 350 and 400 people from about 18 different countries traveling with us. If you want to get, if you think about it, this is an opportunity to travel with people from other parts of the world that are going there knowing they're there to share their story and their world peace. How many times have you been curious about someone from another country and would love the opportunity to sit with them and ask them about what they wear, their religion, where they come from, what their background is, why they celebrate the way they do, why they dance the way they do, their food, their culture, in an open and loving environment. These people are going because they want you to ask questions about them, and you want to ask questions to them. There's no better way to travel. in a place.
Has Kelly talked to Reverend Michael about this? And is Agape connected with this? And because I know tons of people at Agape that would just go, I'm going.
I had the great honor of being with Kelly this summer and got to meet Reverend Michael. They do know about it. I'll be honest mm-hmm. with you. Kelly has been so nose to the grindstone getting this program up that now this will go back, and they Agape embraced it. I mean, they were wonderful and gracious, and we can't wait to go back. But we have been so so focused on getting the program up that now it's
sure.
time to go back out and engage them. Because you have, Agape has a wonderful youth group. A wonderful youth group,
a wonderful peace program as well. And when you are
yes.
out here, would you please contact with me? And I would love to give you a hug. And anything I can do with my show or anything that I'm doing with the movement of this piece, I am such a supporter of you, and I want to be a bigger supporter. So I am actually going to donate as well and support you guys.
I love that.
And it's a wonderful. I mean, if we don't do it, no one else will. And one of the things that I learned early on in my early spiritual movement and in my self-development is that every time you see a heinous crime or an act, it is our opportunity to do something about it. So I cannot just sit here and not do anything when there's so much that opportunity for me to stand up and our show to stand up and go, we stand for peace. So we're going to support you. I need to, because we only have a few minutes left. Please talk about the Dalai Lama. I'm telling everyone, I'm going to talk to you as soon as he talks to the Dalai Lama.
I have to tell you, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. A real vision of Gary's was that we could present the World Peace Caravan to the Dalai Lama. Our team worked tirelessly for about a year and 3 months to do it. We got the opportunity to have a private audience with His Holiness in Vancouver. He is one of the most gracious men. He was welcoming. He immediately takes you in and you know, he pulls you right in beside him. You hold his hand. He grabs your hand and says, you know, take my hand, and you take pictures with him, and then he talks to you. He looks in your eyes, and I have to tell you, there's a picture of me with the Dalai Lama and my conference producer and Gary Young, and more people have said to me, Susan, you just look, you're just beaming. I said, I just can't even begin to tell you the energy and the vitality and the graciousness that comes off of him. It was, I can still look down and see my hand entwined with his and feel that energy. It was incredible. Incredible.
Could you please post that picture on the Shift Radio with Skip Jennings on Facebook? I'm sure our listeners would love to see that. I would love to see that for sure. Wow, it's amazing. What was your biggest moment? What was the biggest aha moment you got from the Dalai Lama?
You know, I think probably to me one of the most heartwarming things is that he when he talks to you, he basically looks at you and says, listen, I'm just like you, you know, I'm one of you, I'm just an everyday kind of person, and we all know that's not true, that he's something very big, but he wants you to know that you can be that kind of greatness, that it doesn't take somebody like him, that he's just an everyday guy that's made a commitment to doing something better. It's just, I mean, everybody has that opportunity, we all have that opportunity every day to do something small, medium, large, whatever, to make the world a better place. And he is a shining example of that.
Wow, wow! And you also had who else have you met on this journey?
It's incredible. You know, I have. If you told me 5 years ago that I'd be meeting the people that I'm meeting, I would have said, "Are you kidding me?" But you know, I had the ability last week to be in Israel. We're working with each country, and my trip was to Israel with Gary Young, and we got to meet the mayor of Jerusalem, welcomed us with open arms. We met the general director of tourism for the entire country of Israel, welcomed to the open arms. And then we went to the Peres Center for Peace, and Gary got to meet Shimon Peres. Shimon Peres is a past president, you know, very involved in Israel. He worked very hard in his peace center, creating peace between Arabs, Muslims, and Israelis. It's incredible the work that they do. He is so committed to creating peace in that part of the world, and they have amazing programs. We got a full tour, and I mean, it was really very special. And we'll do the same thing. We got snowed out of Jordan. We were supposed to go to Jordan and do the same type of thing. We will go back, as well as in the Palestine Authority. We can't wait to work with all three. And they have, you know, heartwarming to us with the fact that Israel said to us, listen, we are so looking forward to working with the Palestine Authority and with Jordan to make this a successful trip.
So I need to ask you, Susan, though, when I hear people, you know, it's a misnomer and it's so wrong, and I know it in my heart. And I've talked to, you know, people about, you know, peace in the Middle East and the Gaza Strip, and, you know, some of the response that I've heard is that they don't want to have peace there, and that's why they won't have peace there. I'm going, are you kidding me? I don't think any, I think most people that live in that region want to be peaceful. What do you say to that?
You know, you mentioned something earlier about, I think, and maybe it was before, and we were talking about, there's a few that kind of override the many. I have to tell you that in being over there, and I've been over there several times to get this ready, and meeting people on a personal level, they all want peace. They understand there are challenges to it, but many of the people that I met, both in the Palestine Authority, in Jordan, in Israel, they have people on all sides. You know, they have family members that are part of that whole thing. You know, they would like peace. Are there obstacles to overcome? Absolutely. Do the people of those countries want peace? Absolutely. Are there a few that are very radical that cause some issues? Absolutely, and it's a bigger issue. But where do you start? You know what? You start on the ground. You start with making those small movements so that, again, our children, our children's children, have the peace that we've not seen.
Einstein has said this, and I live by this, that you cannot solve a problem on the same vibration as the problem. You have to reach higher. How can we reach higher in our own consciousness, in our life, in our everyday work that we're doing, so we can shift, so that we may have a shift on this planet? Because we can't solve this problem and this issue on this level. We have to go higher. So give us some ideas of what we can do in our everyday life to shift into peace.
I think, you know, I work a lot with frequency. You know, I work with natural healing and frequency. And they always tell you that positive thought, frequency at about 10 points, we're going to call it that, and that a negative thought hits your frequency at about 12. So one's a positive 10 and one's a negative 12. So look at your life and look at who you surround yourself with. You know, the more negative you surround yourself with, the more your frequency, that energy, that remember, love has a high energy. It's 528. We want to work toward that energy, you know. Look at who you hang out with. Look at what you're reading. Look at what you're watching. Take the time to do more positive things. You know, open up your mind to there are good things. You know, again, go to the website. See what some of these kids are doing. Look into your own community. What are some of the youth and groups doing in your community that you can support and be a part of? Because when you start to be a part of that motion that's doing something positive, you feel more positive, and that's that energy shift. Remember, positive, plus 10, plus 10, plus 10, negative, minus 12, minus 12, minus 12. I mean, you need to be in that positive side, and you need to go look for it, because you know what? Which one causes more attention, the negative stories or the positive stories? The negative stories are always the first things out of our mouth. You know, again, they always talk about in customer service, you know, only five people say something good, but they'll say talk to 100 people about something bad. Shift that in your mind. Look for something good and share it. Show what there are people doing amazing things on all levels, from little kids to you know, younger youth to older youth to total community. It's there. You have to look for it.
You have to look for it. So, you know, one of the things we like to end the show with all our guests, and we always ask the question, what does a shift mean for you? And it could be something personal, it could be something around peace, whatever comes to mind. What does the shift mean for you?
The shift to me really is me being a role model. I'm a mom. I have, you know, a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old. And being a role model for the people around me, this journey that I'm on has caused a major shift in me. I have to tell you that I have so much more hope for world peace on many levels. I have so much more inspiration for what's out there. And so my shift is sharing how I've shifted to the people in my life, because I know that my impact in my community and the people that I know will turn around and tenfold into other people's community.
I'm just hopeful just from our conversation right here. So you've had a big impact on me, and I'm having a personal shift right now, and I'm glad to be in a supporter of what you're doing. Tell us, how can we find you out there on this big worldwide web? Where can people find you?
Excellent. Well, and thank you for being here. It's been wonderful. I'm as moved as you are, so thank you so much. And you can find us on worldpeacecaravan.org. You can go to our Facebook page, World Peace Caravan, and from there you will see, and I don't want to give out the wrong address, our youth ambassador has an open page as well. It'll be on our Facebook page and our web page. There's two that I can't remember which one they decided on that the youth can get involved in. You know, if you're a young person out there or you have a youth group that you want to get involved, we'd love to have you be involved. We'd love to hear your projects. Share them with us on our Facebook pages, please, because we think it's really important. There is a lot of good out there, and that's that positive 10, and we want lots of that.
And you guys are on Twitter as well. And
we're on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter. We just signed up a Tumblr account. That should be up there soon, so we're on Tumblr.
Right on.
You know, we're out there. And a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel as well that is ready to come online. So, you know, keep going back to the website. Sign up for our newsletters. We'll keep you informed and become a follower. Get involved. We love it.
That is so amazing. Wow. And again, you know, there's an initiative here, my friends. If you guys are listening in, there's an initiative to raise $5 million to support educational, economic, and medical support here. So your money's going to shifting the planet and helping people to have a better life, to educate. Because one of the things you've heard me say all the time is that education is key. But they're also, you know, economics is key and medical resources is key. So let's be a supporter of World Peace Caravan. I'm inspired. I'm actually setting the intention to find a way if I can go on just even a little small leg of the trip and maybe do a live podcast or something on this trip to talk about this. I am actually setting the intention. So keep the high watch for me, Susan.
I love it. Well, we would love to, and we can, you know, we can ride camels together.
Oh my goodness, I would love. I've never been on a camel before, girl. So you might just.
Let me know, and we'll work it out.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so very, very much for taking the time out to be on the shift. And we appreciate what you're doing, and we support you guys. And thank you. So, my friends out there, listen, I want you to know that you guys are the shift. You guys are the shift for peace. You guys are the shift that we want to see on this planet. So make sure that you are putting your efforts out there for world peace. And this is so important. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you soon. Everyone, have a great week, and I will see you live in 2 weeks. Have a great day. Peace and blessings.